Okay, welcome to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Wah, and you're listening to 101.9 CITR in Vancouver. I started things off a bit with a little bit of the old and a little bit of the new. That track was called Four Seasons by UMEC and RTV Symphony Orchestra, which is the Slovenian National TV Orchestra. Classical piece there was Four Seasons, composed by Vivaldi, which is almost 300 years old, made in 1720. UMEC has added his techno touches to create a really good track that can actually be had as a free download from UMEC's website. I've been fortunate again this week to have another two-hour show, and I've also been fortunate, to have a guest DJ and an interview to go along with that. This comes in the form of Toronto's Norman Rochelot. I first heard him last summer on a Behind the Iron Curtain podcast. I like what I heard, and I was fortunate last week to be able to interview Norman. So here's the interview. He's also provided a 30-minute guest mix of his own material. Full track list of Norman Rochelot, full list of Norman Rochelot web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page. Enjoy this, and I will be back in a little bit. This is DJ Waspy, a Canadian DJ and producer whose career is definitely on the up and up. He's had releases on Splice Vinyl Recordings, Straight Up, Rimishi, and Major League Recordings. What is it about life in Toronto that has introduced the music that you do?
My first event was actually Labor of Love back in 2000 with Afrojack Sydney Sim. The energy, the vibe, the call once, and it was a big factor for me to get into this here.
Did you have any musical training as a child that helped you later on in life?
All started in high school. My first guitar. After school, every day I'd be going home playing guitar for hours, listening to my favorite metal bands. After high school, I started forming various bands with friends, and that's where I really started getting into songwriting. That musical theory gained from those experiences really helps me now to this day, and I apply it to my music in many different ways.
You mentioned a club called The Government. In addition to that, what are some of your favorite Toronto clubs to play at and why?
That was actually the first club where I experienced it also. Playing that was actually quite a rewarding experience, being a first for me. Other ones would be also the Mod Club, which is also a pretty big club out here. They got a great sound system. There's also the Detour. That's in our Kensington Market, which is a very cool hip spot. And again, that place can only really pack maybe around 100 people, but it's kind of more your intimate vibe. Really cool, you have all your friends out there having a great time. It's awesome.
How would you describe the Toronto club scene?
The Toronto club scene is very developed. So people out here, they know their music. You got your techno kids, you got your people who love their deep house. UK garage is getting really big these days. Drum and bass has always had a big scene out here. Pretty much, like I said, anything that you could possibly want to get into, there's a group for that. We got actually a couple very big active Facebook groups for people like us out here. Like, we got the Toronto Rave community, which is probably 30,000 people strong. We got the Toronto Producers Group as well, which is for more targeted for artists. And yeah, a lot of involvement. Everybody kind of knows everybody. You can pretty much meet anybody who's in the scene through these networks. It's really crazy.
How would you define the Norman Rochelot sound?
I always try to set my sound apart from other artists by not trying to stick to the guidelines of the genre. But anytime I start up a new track or I'm working on a beat, I think, how can I make this sound different? How does this track make me feel? Typically, I'm going to tie a certain feeling or thought in my head to the idea of the song. And I use any sounds to kind of cater to that feeling or thought, not really thinking about where it's coming from, just more tying it to that emotion. Each song I write, I'm always trying to do something new to challenge myself, something I haven't done before. So it's always just trying to step myself out of my comfort zone.
Last summer, your track Taking Flight featured on UMEC's Behind the Iron Curtain podcast. Does that sort of exposure help your popularity, or does it make it easier for people to start listening to you?
The biggest effect on public interest that feature kind of had was more with the local scene around here. It was definitely like mind-blowing that he played it. I gained respect from my fellow peers in the local scene, so it was kind of like, whoa, UMEC's playing out one of Norman's songs. He means business, right? Like he's here to stay kind of thing, right? So I'd have to say that was the biggest effect on the public interest, was having people kind of, taking more seriously.
When you're producing, which DAW do you produce with?
Ableton's my DAW choice. I was using FL Studio when I was first getting into production, but with Ableton, I just find the organization, the ease of use, the ability to automate or macro anything, it's just really works for me, really caters to me, so I prefer that one.
Do you have a VST of choice that's absolutely your number one go-to VST?
If you would have hit me up maybe a week ago, I'd have to say Massive would have been my choice just for the synth design. But lately, I've really been spending a lot of time just figuring out how to optimize my workflow. So one really cool thing I came across was the functionality of actually Ableton's stock sampler. I came across a DubSpot tutorial on how to create the last drum rack you'll ever make. It just really shows the power of the sampler in a sense where you can actually upload like thousands of samples into the one sampler, and just with the turn of a knob, being able to like, you know, easily filter through all your kicks or all your claps or hi-hats. So it really eliminates the tedious part of like searching for your samples. It more just has them right at your fingertips and able to like kind of search through them. So this is really new to me, this feature, but I'm really excited on utilizing that in my set. So that's gonna have to be my go-to VST.
When you are DJing, what can people expect from your DJ sets?
Lots of energy, to say the least, from start to finish. I'm always trying to tease the dance floor with long buildups, intense drops. I love controlling the power of the dance floor. It's really a great feeling. I'm also always trying to keep the vibe interesting, you know, with adding deep melodies, to add that kind of layer of emotion to my sets as compared to your typical four on the floor groove throughout it. I like telling a story with my sets. It's kind of comprised of all that.
When you're DJing, which format do you prefer to use when you're playing?
Usually it's CDJs. Recently, I've been using CDJs and, you know, a mixer, like the DJM, for example. I just find it's the most challenging, and I don't know what it is, but for some reason, like the sound coming from like CDJs and the DJM just sounds like, I like how it sounds and I like how it feels. I used to use Traktor, the S4, or like the X1s. That was fun, however, when I used to like play more around like four decks at once, because you can kind of get experimental with Traktor like that, which is cool. But primarily, yes, CDJ use.
Which do you find more interesting for you, producing tracks or DJing?
I'd have to say I enjoy producing more, because you're basically taking your thoughts, ideas, and kind of making it real, right? The possibilities are endless. It never gets old. You have this blank slate right in front of you. Pretty much bring your own imagination to life. It's the ultimate freedom to express yourself however you want, right? So that to me never gets old. DJing kind of goes hand in hand with that, but yeah, I'd have to say the producing is more my preference, yeah.
Can you tell me two or three DJs or producers right now that you really admire?
It's really hard to pinpoint specific producers that I'd say that I really like, but if I do have to name a few, first one would have to be Webba. He's just been pumping out some cool vibes lately, kind of like the melodic techno vibes that I really like it's kind of the sound that I tailor to as well.
You seem to have developed an ongoing relationship with Splice Vinyl Records. Describe this relationship, like how did it start and where do you hope it goes?
I met the label owner, Paul, through a friend of mine, another producer. At that point, again, I was just finishing off my first EP, Behemoth. And right away, first conversation with Paul, he was interested in signing it. For me, I liked the image and vibe of Splice Vinyl Records. It was attractive to me, and I thought it would be a great label to represent me for my first Beatport release. Paul himself, like me and him are friends, he's a great guy, really down to earth. He's definitely in it for the music, he does it because he enjoys it. He's always willing to help out his artist roster, you know, the people who are signed to the label, and keeping us involved. I'm always just exploring new avenues, new mediums to release my music. As to say if I'm going to release with Splice Vinyl again, I definitely see that in the future. But yeah, we're always friends, we're always talking, so the relationship's there, it's not going anywhere.
Is there anything that you're doing right now that you'd like to promote?
With this upcoming year, I'm focusing on just finishing plenty of free releases, you know, to build that fan base. That's really important to me right now, just getting the following, because I find that helps you excel as an artist, is the people, the fans, right? So that's what I'm going to be striving on within the upcoming year.
Norman Rochelot has just released a track called The Gauntlet on Rimashi Tracks. This release and many more of his techno beats can be found on Beatport, Juno Download, iTunes, and his SoundCloud page. A list of Norman Rochelot web links can be found on the Techno Progressivo Facebook page. Thank you for doing this.
No problem. Thank you.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Okay, welcome back to Techno Progressivo. I'm DJ Waugh. That was the excellent Norman Rochelot with his guest mix of a lot of his own material. So again, the full track list for that and a full list of Norman Rochelot web links can be found on Techno Progressivo's Facebook page, his SoundCloud page, his Beatport page, all that kind of stuff is up there. So check that out if you want to follow up and see more of what he has to offer. And thanks again, Norman, for agreeing to do the interview and agreeing to do that guest mix as well. If you're enjoying the show, you can check it out in podcast form on iTunes and the CITR webpage. You can also check out mixes similar to what you're hearing tonight on my SoundCloud page, which is www.soundcloud.com/DJ-Waugh. So next up is the DJ Waugh mix. I've got a 15-track set here, and I'm going to kick things off with Slovenia's Skymate and his track Addicted. So enjoy this, and I will be back in a little while.
Yes.